Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We cover all kinds of topics. Before, we were talking about clean water, and now we're talking about cleaning the bullets out of the air. And we're talking to Chris Garvey, who believes that the Second Amendment is to be taken literally and that everybody should have a gun. And but he does, you do state that they have to be sane, in fairness to you, Chris.
I'm not saying they have to be sane. They just don't. I mean, how many people qualify as that? I'm just saying they don't.
Well,
they have to, not
certainly you wouldn't be having a gun.
There are plenty of people who people would just label as crazy just because they disagree with their lifestyles. But as long as they're not hurting you, that's their business.
Yeah. Okay, I'll buy that too. One of the things I heard on NPR this morning was talking about the regulated militia. You know, nobody talks about the regulated militia.
Well, the well-regulated militia. Now, in those days, there were several different types of militia. And one was the king's militia, or the select militia, that was employed or taken in as volunteers by the government.
But they were army, right?
They were not quite an army. They weren't. The king's militia or select militia were not on duty all the time like the king's men or a standing army would be, but they were ready to come to the aid of the king and be called out, and they were hired by the king or at least equipped by the king.
So even the king had his hired thugs.
Yeah, he had his hired thugs, and these guys were sort of an auxiliary to the hired thugs. Then there were the people's militia, or the well-regulated militia, also known as the unorganized militia. And those were the militia that was everybody. And in fact, even today, the unorganized militia is, under both New York state law and federal law, the unorganized militia is all able-bodied males between 18 and 45 who are not in the organized militia.
So all of these guys who are parading around in these backwoods, they're all under the control of the government?
No, they would be the unorganized militia.
They would be not only unorganized, but totally against the government.
Not necessarily.
Do they have any relationship to the government where the government says, you know what, guys, we really need you on our side?
I belong to the Huntington Militia, which is actually it's a private organization.
Yeah, but you guys couldn't kill anything more bigger than a duck.
We generally don't kill anybody, but a 70 caliber musket is a pretty nasty weapon with an 18-inch bayonet. Oh, it only fires one shot at a 70 time.
70 caliber? That's huge.
70 caliber, yeah. It's a little bigger than a 12-gauge.
Yeah, it's
big, slow lead ball. It wasn't all that accurate beyond about 25 yards.
Well, if you didn't have a gun, you could throw it at a guy and kill him.
It's only 9 pounds.
It's only 9 pounds.
Yeah.
Are you putting me on? It's 9 pounds.
What's that?
It actually weighs 9 pounds. The slug.
Yeah, it's a little heavier with the bayonet.
Oh, you're talking about the gun.
Yes.
I'm talking about the bullet.
Oh no, the bullet is.
A nine pound bullet would.
No. That's a cannon. That's a fairly large cannon, a 9 pounder.
Yeah. You see how little I know. You know, I think that's why you like me, because I'm a dummy and you can impress me.
No, Ernie, you're a good guy. Except you're a little misguided on this issue. You've been listening to your major media, which is owned by the same bankers who want to disarm us.
Oh, I got to listen to Fox now?
No. Fox is owned by the same people. They're just the B team, but they don't advocate a smaller government. Really, they don't advocate. They don't advocate keeping us.
All right, we're going to give you smaller government. Build me a goddamn bridge.
You don't actually need a government to build a bridge. In fact, somebody over in England, his property was near a road that had just been closed, and the British government said, "Oh, it's going to take us about 4 years to rebuild this road." So he just got some blacktop and set up a toll booth and said, "This way, you get around their stupid closed road," and alleviated the traffic.
But
the government's all upset. They're all upset that he's making money on a toll road.
But he owns the road.
He owns the road. He built it himself.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Exactly. But it shows that you don't need a government necessarily to create transportation facilities. In fact, all the railroads were sort of privately owned, although there was a lot of...
They were sort of privately owned, but they were given the property. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to give you $10 million worth of property. You build me a $100,000 train.
Something like that. Yeah, it's sort of a crony capitalism thing. It's been the one of the great...
You mean right here in River City?
Riverhead?
River City is a mythical place.
Yeah.
In a mythical play.
But, you know, there's always been this conflict in our politics in this country between the crony capitalists who were originally called the Federalists, and then when people got fed up with them, they started a new party and called it the Whigs, and then a lot of the Whigs, but it went to the Republican Party, and then the Republicans weren't doing so well, so the Democrats got elected, but they turned out to be even worse than the Republicans in terms of crony capitalism. And, you know, whoever's in power, they tend to feather.
Didn't you just compress about 300 years of history?
Yes.
You know, I wish you were my teacher in school. If we could compress all that history, I would have been an A student because I didn't have to learn much.
Well, there's a lot of detail that goes on in between.
Oh, okay. I guess I would have been in trouble
but
anyway.
Basically, that's it. It's been very often a conflict between the people who don't want their money spent to enrich certain individuals who have bought their government and the people who've bought the government.
All right. Now, we started out with talking guns, but I'm going to let you go on this. Tell me how we fund basic research. Do we ask individual companies to do it? And they don't.
That works pretty well.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, because then...
The
then
only time it worked is when we had a total monopoly on the telephone system, and they had more money that they didn't know what to do with, so they had Bell Labs, and Bell Labs made some wonderful stuff over time.
Yeah, but other people are always developing interesting and good stuff, too.
Yeah, but they don't have the money to do the research and set up the labs.
Texas Instruments was a private company, and they built the chips that got this whole computer revolution started.
Well, who created the original transistors? Bell Labs.
Bell Labs, that's true.
So when they took the basic concept and brought it to a new level, I give them a lot of credit.
Sure.
But somebody spent billions to get it there.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, they didn't have to do that. They could have simply, simply coasted on their course of monopoly.
And they could have, but they didn't.
No, they didn't. Somebody had the idea that they could make more money if they made things more efficient. And that was a good thing.
It was a good thing, but they, don't forget, they were making so much money, they didn't know
where to hide it. I mean, Microsoft makes a lot of money, too.
Do they do basic research? I don't know if they do, actually. I just asked that question out of complete ignorance.
Probably Google does more research, but they have a motto of do no evil, but I'm not sure about that anymore.
Trust me.
But they do give you a lot of information, much of which you're looking for when you're looking for it.
All right. And you know what?
More than you get when you call a government office.
It depends what office. I worked with the forestry up in Vermont when I had my tree farm. And I want to tell you something. They were good. They knew what to tell me and how
Vermont
to get things.
People or the federal people?
They were Vermonters, but they worked for the federal government's the forestry service, and they were really terrific. You know, I've been having a good time with you, and I'm so glad you were on the show with me today. I'm talking to my friend Chris Garvey. He is he's an attorney with many, many interests, and I thank you for being on the show today. It was real fun.
Okay, you're welcome, Ernie.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. This is 103.9 Long Island News Radio. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join us again.